I want to do a crossover, a short crossover section service today. Because by the time we meet again tomorrow, by the grace of God, we will already have crossed over to the last half of this year. So today being the last day of June, and June being the last month of the first half of this year, well, that puts us at the very last day of the first half of this year. So we're going to do some sort of a crossover right now. Yes, we're going to cross over. By faith, we've already been there. Because the Lord said, I will go before you. So we're already there by faith. We've seen it already. And God will bring us through. Not only will he bring us to the first part of the second half of the year, he will see us through. You know, so let's think of it as going through rather than going into the first or the second half. We're going through it. Go by faith. We'll come out on the other side too. So right now I'm going to pray, you know, that this journey through the second half of this year will be even a better experience for us in discovering the things of the kingdom, even more so. Praise the Lord. We got to discover, and that's what we're doing here, is discovering or rediscovering. Praise the Lord. Now, Father, I pray for all your children that are here. Crossover by faith. Glory to God. Crossover. In the name of Jesus, we're going to cross over. It's a crossover this Jordan. Well, we're going to cross over this first half of this year into the second half by faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to do a crossover. Praise God. If you are able, wherever you are, get up from, if you are sitting down, I'm actually going to get up right now. I'm sitting down. Ah, that's it. Praise the Lord. We're going to take a few steps, and prophetically, we're going to cross over. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to cross over. And when you are crossing over, don't leave anything behind. That is precious. You know, bring them along with you. You can do it prophetically. In the spirit realm, you can do it. You know, take your wife, take your children. You know, if you only have children, you don't have husband or whatever. Take your children with you by faith. Grab them with you and let's cross over. You know, Moses said, look, Pharaoh said, well, finally, he said, well, okay, you can go, but leave the women and the children. Said, no way. You know, our women, our children, even our cattle, everything is going with us. Leave nothing behind. Praise the Lord. So we are stepping into the glory of God. You know, we're stepping into more of his presence. Bring with you and leave nothing behind. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to cross over. I want you to take, as I take some few steps, you know, Joshua, the Lord told him, well, the priests that bear the ark, let them go forward and then let the other people leave a little space and let them fall behind and come on behind. And when the feet of the priests that bear the ark, when they shall step on the brink of the water, then they shall, the waters that be shall be cut off from the top. They will be cut off. So we're going to cross over. So cross over prophetically in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to cross over? Yes, we're crossing over by faith. And we are leaving, the only things we are leaving behind is sickness, disease, disappointment, failures, and all kinds of stress and things that don't belong. We're leaving those behind in this first half of this year. We're stepping into renewed victory. We're stepping into the glory of God, a more pressing presence, a heavier weight of his glory. So we are stepping into, praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we step by faith. Now, I want you to step. Step by faith. We are crossing over. Hallelujah. Crossing over this Jordan. Crossing over this end of this first half. We're crossing into the second half of this year. Powerful, powerful things are ahead of us. In the name of Jesus, we believe that the gates are open. The Lord said, open ye the gates and let the righteous people go in. The Lord said, I have cut asunder. Yes, the gates of brass and I've broken in pieces the bars of iron. Take your children by faith. If they are with you, grab them by the hand. If they are not, grab them spiritually. In the name of Jesus, I grab all my children. We are going forward in the name of the Lord. I grab my wife. We are going forward in the name of the Lord. The Lord said, go forward. Why are you standing there and just crying? The Red Sea remains your Red Sea until you step forward. When you step forward, hallelujah, let's take that step. Step, it will open up. Step, it will open up. Step, it will open up. As thou goest, saith the Lord, the way shall be opened before you step by step. And thy steps shall not be straightened. Glory to God. And you shall not fall, neither will you stumble, because the light is inside of you. The glory of the Lord has risen upon us for this second half of the year. And we're going forth in victory. I will go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. The Lord will not forsake me until I've shown the power of the Lord to this generation and the glory to everyone that is to come. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We sanctify the days that are ahead. Every day of July. Every day of August. Every day of September. Every day of October. Every day of November. Every day of December. We sanctify them in the name of Jesus. We also sanctify September to remember. Yes, it is going to happen in the second half of this year that's coming up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. We establish the word of God. The Bible says, I am he that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Ah, and make a diviners to be mine. Ah, every enchantment, every divination, every spirit that say, aha, aha, all the peeping and muttering spirits that spoken against you, we silence them in the name of Jesus. I want you to open your mind. Open your mics and begin to pray along. Pray along. Pray along. Pray along. I'm going to go to the hospital.
I appreciate you, Lord. I appreciate you. I thank you. 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 I appreciate you.
Let me declare over everybody here the things that must not follow us or follow you in this next half of this new year. You cannot follow. These things must not follow. Praise the Lord. I want you to listen to this. Just turn off your mics for just a minute and listen to what I want to say here. Fear and anxiety will not follow you. Unbelief and doubt will not follow you. This disobedience and rebellion will not follow you. Pride and arrogance will not follow us. Confusion and perplexity will not follow you. Discouragement and disappointment will not follow you. Fatigue and weariness will not follow you. Sicknesses and diseases will not follow you. Terror and oppression will not follow you. Heavy burdens and yokes, evil yokes, will not follow you. Failures and losses will not follow you. Sorrow and mourning will not follow you. Stagnation and slumber will not follow you. Unforgiveness and bitterness will not follow you. But what are the things that will follow you? The good things that are spoken of you. Those are the things that will follow you. Boldness and confidence will follow you. Faith and faith in action and believing will follow you. Obedience and submission. That's what we are walking in. Humility and lowliness of heart. Strategy and inspiration from the Lord. Lifting up and fulfillment will follow you. Strength and rest will be yours. Healing and health will be yours. Deliverance and protection will be yours. Liberty and redemption will be yours. Success and celebrations will be yours. Gladness and joy will be yours. And then you will go forward. The Lord said, go forward. You will not be stagnant. You will not slumber. Lord, you will make us go forward. Forgiveness and release will be in your heart. You know, this second half of the year, we will not harbor any of those bitterness in the name of Jesus. Glorious things are spoken of you. And as you pursue the Lord, pursue his presence even deeper, the blessings will come upon you. We declare it by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, as you have spoken in my ears, Numbers 24, 14 and 28, even so will I do unto you. The things that we have spoken today in his ears, he will do unto you. The things that the Lord has commanded you to write, he said, write the things which you have seen, the things which are, and the things which are yet to be. Write them. The Lord has set before you an open book. Write what you will have the Lord do. What things soever you desire, according to my word, that's according to his will. He said, well, when you say it, believe it, and don't doubt it, and it shall come to pass. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And somebody says, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we got a double blessing today. We did the blessing and we also did the crossover. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good afternoon, everybody. We welcome everybody. If you are new to the platform, this is Walking with God. We are here every day coming to you from the Holy Spirit with some message of joy, hope, and pressing forward in his presence. That's why it's called Walking with God. We invite you to join with us, join the house and follow with us. We are here every day. Arizona time, which is where we are based, some of us, you know, it's at 5 a.m. daily. That's the same as 7 a.m. Central Time in the U.S. currently, you know, and it's 8 a.m. Eastern Time. It's actually based on Mountain Standard Time. It's always 5 a.m. Mountain Standard Time or year-round. Praise the Lord. Then we thank God for those who are in the U.K. or Nigeria and other places. For those ones, it's now 1 p.m. daily. Praise the Lord. Those of you in Canada, align yourself to the various time zones. We welcome everybody in the name of the Lord. We are on the series of, you know, examining that the word of the Lord according to the power that works in us. That's how and the degree to which we can get things from God. It's according to that power. Today we've been covering that acronym of power, P-O-W-E-R. We'll cover some more tomorrow. Right now, we're almost to the top of the hour. We've got a few minutes left. I will yield my mic. God bless you. Good morning and good afternoon.